Federal hiring doesn't have to be onerous and slow. In fact, federal managers have more than 100 hiring authorities to help them get the right talent fast. If staying competitive in hiring and making a more diverse workforce are among your goals, you need to get more familiar with hiring authorities. Joining me with more, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Margot, good to have you on.
Thanks so much, Tom. Happy to be here.
And so tell us about these hiring authorities. I think some recent research shows, I think by OPM, shows that most federal hiring managers only use a few of the available hiring authorities.
Yes, actually, GAO just came out with a report recently that shows that there are over 105 different hiring authorities that agencies are currently using. And there are 20 authorities that are more common among those. At the very top, you've got competitive examining, and that's about 25% of the total hires. But then there are different veterans hiring authorities, agency-specific hiring authorities, pathways programs is among the top as well. So you've got a large number of hiring authorities. And really what this points to is the fact that over the years, agencies have consistently gone to OPM or to Congress to ask for special authorities that they think they need to attract different types of talent for their workforce. And the reality is agencies don't often know about the authorities they already have, let alone know how to use them.
So they tend to gravitate toward the brute force method, which is just competitive according to merit systems principles, using the old-fashioned, straightforward way.
Well, actually, so competitive examining is the most common type of hiring that's being used, but it's only 25% of the total hires across government. So of those, the total number of hires is only a quarter of them. So really, agencies, 75% of the time, are looking to use other non-competitive hiring authorities.
All right. So what's a prescription then to get around reluctance to use? Is it lack of knowledge of the 105?
So I think lack of knowledge is a big part of it. And actually, OPM, I'll give them big kudos on this. They've been doing the Hiring Excellence Campaign, and they've been going all across the country to really educate HR and hiring managers about the different authorities they have, specifically the government-wide authorities. And then agencies have their own specific authorities as well. So one thing the Partnership for Public Service has been doing, too, is working specifically with the Department of Interior to go around the country to different bureaus and really help to educate and make sure that HR and hiring managers really know about the different authorities that they have at their disposal and how to use them.
Give us an example of an authority that might not be used that much but could really be helpful.
Sure. So actually, it's very interesting. For example, Peace Corps and AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers, when they complete their service, they actually have a year of non-competitive eligibility. So agencies can hire them non-competitively. And these are folks that have a background in service and commitment to working on behalf of our government. And they're a natural fit for agencies. So this is a terrific way that someone in a federal agency could be able to hire somebody very quickly. And it's a big pool of talent that they can draw from.
I was going to say the Peace Corps has really revved up its recruitment. They simplified their form. They've got thousands and thousands of more people than they did. And so, like, as you say, there is a big pool coming out of there.
Absolutely. So that's, I think, an underutilized resource. And something we'd love to see is OPM collecting and creating a database of all the individuals who are former Peace Corps and AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers who have this non-competitive eligibility so they can get that information out to agencies more easily and make sure that they have a way to get access to that talent. And another thing I'll flag is the pathways programs. So the internship, the recent graduates, and the PMF program, they're all part of the pathways programs. And those individuals have conversion authority upon completion. So agencies can easily hire interns, for example, going through this program. The question is they just have to know about where they exist. So the State Department, for example, has a database of all the interns that have gone through their program and are eligible for conversion. And anyone in the agency is then able to hire them, and really anyone across government could hire them as well.
We're speaking to Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. How can OPM get this done, or how can federal managers learn more so that various authorities become part of their daily repertoire?
So as I said before, OPM is doing a lot of work in this area, and I encourage them to continue to do so. They're educating HR and hiring managers across the country as part of their Hiring Excellence Campaign. I think there's more steps they could take if they could create a database of interns across the federal government eligible for conversion. That would be something that agencies would be able to take advantage of. And then in the agencies themselves, you know, it's not just about which authority you use, but it's about how you use it. So it goes all the way back to looking at workforce planning, thinking about the hiring that you need to be doing, how quickly do you need to do it, and what is the best, look at your hiring data, what is the best authority that you could use to be able to get the talent you need. So I think a lot of that upfront planning, working closely with the hiring manager, is really critical. And then the outreach that you do to diverse talent networks, it's not about just posting a position on USA Jobs. You need to be fostering and nurturing those relationships with diverse organizations, special interest groups, colleges and universities, federal, state, and local government, and different affinity groups.
And what about letting applicants know under which authorities they might be able to come in? Just, I guess, to make an analogy, the way some contractors know and get signals from agencies for easy paths to be able to be awarded a contract, all legally, all kosher, but faster than the usual methods.
Absolutely. Well, I think that there's even more work that can be done. I know that OPM is doing a lot of work on this front. The Partnership for Public Service, we have a website called gogovernment.org, and we really do a lot there to try to educate young people and job seekers, millennials in particular, about different opportunities in government and how to find them. So I think more work needs to be done on the education part for job seekers, but certainly I think that there are a lot of different ways that we can encourage agencies to be attracting and recruiting talent to come in the door.
I mean, to its credit, the new usajobs.gov website does have some of those authorities that
yes.
are put out there for the applicants to look at. Are you a veteran? Are you this, that, and the other?
Absolutely. And so, yes, OPM has done a lot with their USA Jobs to be continuing to upgrade it, and they've made a lot of changes to make it more user-friendly. I think the greatest challenges for individuals coming into government is, how do I fit in government? What I have a certain set of backgrounds or skills or expertise, but the federal government is so large, where do I fit? And the reality is there are thousands and thousands of jobs. It's just a matter of figuring out, you know, what the right job is for you to apply to.
And there's a new crop of politicals that will be coming in next year with the new administration, probably a lot of new hiring, lots of people are retiring. So this is going to become more critical in the next year or two probably than it has been for a while.
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, there certainly will be some turnover. I think more of the turnover will happen most likely at the, you know, at the political level, the career civil service. You may see some turnover as well. But absolutely, I mean, I think this is hopefully the next administration will continue to make this a priority as the current administration has. And especially when you think about retirement eligibility. So within the next 5 years, roughly 2/3 of the senior executive service will be eligible to retire. So you have a large wave of folks that will be, you know, leaving government at the senior levels. And at the entry level, we have among millennials, there's only roughly between 6% and 7% of the federal workforce is under the age of 30. Compared to 23% in the private sector. So we've got a lot of work to do to try to be building that pipeline of young people into government.
Margot Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.